USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials in New York are warning of extreme weather in the Buffalo area and urging residents to take the winter storm seriously. The commissioner of the Erie County Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services and the National Weather Service noted some areas could still get up to 4 feet of snow when the storm wraps up. As Republicans take control of the House in 2023, at least one Republican congresswoman is calling for an investigation into Ukraine.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wants an audit of spending for Ukraine. The Republican introduced legislation this week, but it first must go through committee. The U.S. has aided Ukraine with more than $40 billion in military, humanitarian, and economic assistance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan and other House Republicans on Thursday outlined their plans to investigate the Biden family over national security concerns. In a statement, the White House calls this a politically motivated move based off debunked conspiracy theories. Appearing on Fox Business, Congressman Jordan pushes back.
This is not about getting anybody. This is about getting the facts to the American people, which is part of our constitutional duty. And it's about making sure that we don't have a Justice Department that is operating in a political fashion, which we know it currently is. It's about stopping that. That's the focus.
$100 billion worth of fake designer goods have been seized by authorities at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles so far this year. That's a new record for a single year. In financial news, at the closing bell, Wall Street ending the week on a positive note. The Dow gaining 199 points to close at 33,745. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Attorney General Merrick Garland will appoint a special counsel to determine whether former President Donald Trump should face charges stemming from Justice Department probes. Former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman reacts to Garland's announcement on Fox News.
We're basically just recreating the investigation again, but doing so with a special counsel that's going to be exorbitantly expensive as he assembles a team of people. And now you start to get the sense of the hypocrisy, because where I'd like to see a special counsel, for example, Martha, would be, what about the funds that were running through FTX that may have been going to political campaigns and laundered? What about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? That's where these special prosecutions could have been applied if you're applying the standard across the board to both sides equally.
Almost all Ukrainians' power is restored. This after 10 million were disconnected Thursday. The country's Energy Industry Research Center director said the situation is continuing to improve. He noted that electricity being cut also affects mobile phone networks and electrical pumps that supply water and waste treatment. In a tweet, Elon Musk says a decision hasn't been made on whether to reinstate former President Trump's Twitter account. Musk adding that Kathy Griffin, Jordan Peterson, and the Babylon Bee have all had their accounts reinstated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.